From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea on Friday test-fired its second intercontinental ballistic missile, which flew longer and higher than the first, according to reports, leading analysts to conclude that the mainland United States is now within range of Pyongyang's weapons. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We detected and tracked a single North Korea missile launch. We assessed that this was an ICBM. This is a launch that had been expected.
Davis said the missile flew in excess of 40 minutes and splashed down into the Sea of Japan about 163 kilometers from Hokkaido, Japan. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on U.S. In response to new sanctions approved by the U.S. Congress on Thursday, VOA's Philip Alexio.
A ministry statement said it's proposing that the U.S. bring the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the Consulates General in exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. That would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455 and would need to be completed by the end of August. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman assured that the Russian leader had personally approved today's foreign ministry decision. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
President Donald Trump has replaced his beleaguered White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus, after only 6 months on the job Friday, installing retired General John Kelly in his place in a major shakeup of his top team. Trump announced the move via Twitter after his new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, accused Priebus of linking information to reporters in a profanity-laced tirade. Follow VOA on social media for more updates. This is VOA News.